and they put down over a shaft. And I believe there's 20 some odd discs in there. You had to have every one put exactly right or it didn't work. Then it'd go through there, and the cream would come out one spout and the skim milk out the other.
It's
sitting out in
just,
the yard.
Just work down.
Then you'd put in that can and let it down in that system. Till they got that 5 gallon can full and then take it down, ship it.
And
if you try to keep it out in the house, just out in the house for a week, while it's sour and boil over. You would get nothing for it when it's sour.
So while we're talking about food, I wonder if I could ask you some other questions. What would you, in the old days, what would you call all kinds of food? Say, well, I'm going to get some...
Well, about the same name they are now.
Would you ever say vittles?
Well, yeah.
I mean, what would that mean?
Well, that means what you're going to eat for that meal. Vittles is ready.
I see. And you used that when you were young?
Well, way back, yeah.
And
before I was grown, my mother and all.
And sometimes, what would you have? Some kind of liquid that you put over pudding, you know, to make the pudding a little bit more interesting.
You asked me something I can't tell you, man. I never was no hand around the house, so I just don't know what that is called. Mostly made pies, cobbler, what they call cobbler pies, you know, peach cobbler or something like that, you know. That's put in there and then put some crust over the top, you know, some of them on the bottom, put in the stove and make a great big pan full, you know. Call it peach cobbler.
You had
blackberry, whatever you want.
I see. After you say your wife would cook a lot of something on Sunday dinner, then you had some left over and you'd eat it on Monday, what would you call that?
Well, you know, back in the old days, you throwed it out. Because it's sour, we had no way in the world to keep it. So you just cook what you go eat that day. Now in dry thing, like a cake or some of that, or it'd keep, but I'm talking about vegetables and meats and things, you know. It'd ruin them less than 2 days' time.
So you cook enough for one day?
One day.
Some of the things...
Like Sunday dinner, they'd cook it late in the evening, you know, stuff, and have it then for dinner, maybe for supper, and then what was left, they had to go out to the dogs or something, or back to the hog pen, one of them.
About what time did you used to have dinner on Sunday?
Well, just regular time, 12 o'clock. We just had one time then, man. Night and daylight time now.
did you ever boil cornmeal?
We call it mush.
Did you?
Make mush out of it.
Would you tell me anything else you can remember about using cornmeal for?
Well, oh man, I forgot so much stuff. You'd make cornmeal muffins, you know, and make mush out of it, cornbread.